From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is retiring this summer. He plans to step down when the court ends its term. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, Stevens is the oldest justice and longest-serving current member of the High Court, more than 30 years after he was nominated to the court.
This retirement allows President Obama to name his second Supreme Court justice in as many years. The White House has already done a lot of work vetting possible replacements. The announcement is not a surprise. Although Stevens is active and plays tennis every morning, he will turn 90 in just over a week. Although Stevens was appointed by a Republican, he became a leader of the court's liberal wing. Stevens always said that his legal and political views remained the same over time while the court moved to the right. His replacement is not expected to shift the overall ideological makeup of the court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
We're waiting to hear another major announcement this hour from Congressman Bart Stupak, the Democrat from Michigan, a key figure in the health care debate, is expected to say that he will not seek re-election. Details from Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET.
Stupak led a group of a dozen House Democrats who refused to vote for the health care reform package unless it included language he drafted that would forbid federal funding for abortions. Stupak and the other Democrats voted for the proposal after President Obama agreed to sign an executive order barring federal financing for abortion coverage. But Stupak was hit with criticism from groups opposing abortion, who accused him of being a turncoat, and supporters of abortion rights, angry at the Michigan congressman's threat to delay the health care overhaul. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Another setback for rescuers in West Virginia today. In Raleigh County, NPR's Allison Keyes reports search crews trying to locate missing miners have had to evacuate the mine in Montcoal for a second straight day.
Two teams of rescuers were pulled out of the mine for the third time this week after running into heavy smoke while trying to find four miners they hoped had survived Monday's blast. Federal mine safety official Kevin Strickland explains the team was trying to search two airtight chambers where the workers may have escaped the explosion.
The intent was to go to the refuse chambers and then follow it up with recovery after that fact. And the smoke just kind of threw a wrench into that.
Workers are flooding the mine with nitrogen in hopes of putting out the fire and eliminating the chance of another explosion. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Raleigh County, West Virginia.
Three American troops and a civilian are dead after their military aircraft crashed in southern Afghanistan overnight. The Taliban's claiming responsibility. Lieutenant Colonel Todd Vishen was asked today if there's evidence the chopper was hit by rocket fire.
No, we have no indications that it was, but again, we don't know at this time what caused the crash.
The crash injured an unknown number of people. They have been taken to a nearby military base for treatment. The Dow's up 47 points. This is NPR News. Astronauts from the space shuttle Discovery are done with their first of three planned spacewalks. They're on a 13-day mission to the International Space Station. NPR's Joe Palca has details.
Astronauts Clayton Anderson and Rick Mastracchio spent 6 hours and 27 minutes working outside the space station. The bulk of their time was spent unloading a coolant storage tank about the size of a small compact car from the shuttle's cargo bay, and removing a similar tank bolted to the space station that the new tank will replace. It will take two more spacewalks to complete the tank exchange. The astronauts also installed a new gyro assembly and retrieved a Japanese science experiment that could only be reached from outside the station. Inside the station, astronauts began unloading the supplies and equipment Discovery brought with it from Earth. There are only three more shuttle flights scheduled before the shuttle fleet is retired later this year. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Thousands of mourners in Kyrgyzstan have fled to the main square of the capital. They're honoring those killed in this week's uprising. Many in the crowd are blaming the country's president. He fled Bishkek for the south, ordering troops to fire on protesters. The health ministry reports that 76 people have died in this week's violence. More than 1,400 people are reported injured. In the U.S., inventories held by wholesalers rose by a larger than expected amount in February. This while sales increased for the 11th month in a row. The Commerce Department's reporting inventories at the wholesale level were up 0.6% in February, better than the 0.4% increase analysts had expected. The Dow is closing in on the 11,000 mark. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.